You're listening to The Weekly Experiment, a segment on WBOI that explains the science of our everyday world.
Hi, I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Today on The Weekly Experiment, we're asking the question, what is corn? Corn, or maize, whichever name you give it, it's a type of grass, similar to the stuff growing in your front yard. There are thousands of species of grasses. Corn, along with other grasses like rye, oats, rice, wheat, barley, have edible seeds. These edible grasses are referred to as cereals, and the starchy, nutrient-filled seeds are called grain. Sometimes the terms cereal and grain are used interchangeably. Corn is a New World grass, meaning it's from the Americas. Modern corn is derived from an ancient grain with small seeds called teosinte, spelled T-E-O-C-I-N-T-E. Most botanists believe it originated in Mexico sometime around 6,000 to 9,000 years ago. The civilizations in the southwestern Mexico area started to domesticate corn. They would crossbreed the seeds so later generations of corn had larger, more nutritious kernels. Today, there are hundreds of different corn varieties. Each type has different characteristics, different colors or different size kernels or colors, starchier or sweeter, thicker, tougher kernels, or able to survive drought are a few examples. If you look at a corn plant, you'll notice a number of parts. There's the tall central stalk, just like what you'd see on a small grass plant in your yard. There are large leaves, just like the smaller blades of grass. At the top of the corn plant are sprig-like tassels. These tassels are the male part of the plant. They produce and release the pollen that drifts to the female parts. The female parts of corn are the cob, also called the ear of corn, and the silk. Each silk is attached to one kernel in a cob. Pollen from the tassels will drift on the winds to the silks on the same corn plant or to another corn plant. The pollen goes down the silk, fertilization occurs with an egg, and produces a kernel. Since there are so many corn products around your house, here's an easy home activity. Get half a cup of warm water and stir in 1 spoon of borax until it dissolves, and 3 spoons of corn starch. You can buy borax in the laundry section of your local stores. In another cup, mix a spoon of white glue and a few drops of food coloring. Mix the 2 cups together, then stir really, really well. Remove the gooey, sticky, yucky blob and roll it in your hands for a few minutes until you've made a nice, smooth ball that you're able to bounce. Well, we've just learned a little bit about corn. I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Thanks for joining me here on WBOI for The Weekly Experiment.
The Weekly Experiment is produced by Rob Martinez. You can hear The Weekly Experiment during WBOI's SciTech Saturday afternoon matinee. You can also hear this episode again in the program section of our website at wboi.org.